Good afternoon. This is the Star Coalition. I'm speaking with Ashley Poole. She's the site director for Woodland International Research Group in Little Rock, Arkansas. Ashley, what's happening with you guys right now? What are some ways that you guys are adapting to some of the challenges we're seeing during this COVID outbreak?
So here at Woodland, I mean, of course, we're being very, very cautious, but we are still continuing to see patients. We're continuing to screen patients for studies. With that being said, we are taking measures prior to bringing a patient in at appointment confirmation. We're asking them all the appropriate questions with regards to travel and fever symptoms, things like that. And, you know, anybody that's traveled to one of the, you know, hot spots, which now happen to be some places in the United States, they would likely be rescheduled. Anyone that's having symptoms would be rescheduled. And then once they arrive on site, we are having them complete the CDC questionnaire, and we're taking their temperature. After that, we're going about business as usual, as long as they're not symptomatic. So it is hindering our recruitment in our clinical trials. But we still want to be there for our patients, and we also want to be there for our sponsors, and I think that's the way that we can do it. One of the other things that we're doing that I think is a really, really good idea is we are providing lunch to our partners that refer patients to us. So we can't go and do lunch and learns. We can't go into their offices. We can't go and do things like that. But what we can do is we can support them during this time. And through that, we're also able to support our local economy. So we are choosing restaurants that are locally owned restaurants, and we're ordering lunch for the staff at these treatment providers, so whether it's a day treatment facility or a private practice or wherever, and we're either having it delivered by the restaurant, or one of our staff members are picking it up and taking it to these facilities, so that we can ensure that we're supporting them. Most of them are running on skeleton crews, and so they may not have time to go out and grab lunch. And so this not only supports them, but it supports our local economy as well.
I appreciate you sharing some of the creative work that you guys are doing right there at the community level. As things evolve, I'd love to get back with you and talk with you again to see what else you guys are doing. But once again, we're talking with Ashley Poole. She's the site director for Woodland International Research Group in Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank you for your time, Ashley. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.